Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Becky Hobbs kicking off this hour of the Hits Radio program. Becky Hobbs will be my guest tomorrow on the Noontime Classic Review. She'll be here about 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, and we're looking forward to having her in studio with us tomorrow. Becky Hobbs, of course, coming in to be part of the True Country television taping on Friday night and Saturday night as well. Kay Tolson will be there, Justin Trevino, Daryl and Mona McCall, Bobby Flores, Rocky King, Jake Penrod, Heather Miles, and just a whole host of great folks that'll be in for that particular taping. And so glad that Becky Hobbs is coming to Brady for the first time. And as I mentioned, she'll be with us at 12:30 Friday afternoon on the Noontime Classic Review, and I know that you don't want to miss that. Here's another song for Pam. Pam asked for this song as well, her birthday on Monday, so happy birthday to Pam. Here's Dolly and Kenny, Islands in the Stream. Thank you for all of your requests. We got lots of great songs coming up, lots of requests. I appreciate them tonight.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. Set up to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart.
sir. This is John again.
Yes,
I'd
sir.
Like to dedicate a couple more songs if I could.
Sure.
One out there to Amanda, Yule's daughter, Daddy's Girl by Red Savine.
I can do that for you.
Dreams of a Dreamer to Yule Ray.
Of course. I'll do them.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
I recall the night that you came into this world. I couldn't believe the doctor when he said it's a little girl. Oh, I said, now, doc, you must be wrong. You see, I want a boy. Then he laid you in my arms and my heart sang with joy. Day I took you to a baseball game. You brought along your baby doll and half its baby things. We sat there a playing house while the Dodgers played the Braves. And everyone in the bleachers looked at us as if to say, took you on a fishing trip. You said, Daddy, won't that hook hurt the fish's lip? And you said, if they don't get air, those things in the can will die. So we turned the worms loose and chased some butterflies. Football. But I know the time has come that I must set you free. But no matter where you are, you know what you are to me.
To weep. Them old memories. on the way of the good times. That old yearning in my soul chills my brain. The ashes of my years have been scattered by the laughter, laughs, and wine of yesterday. So can't you see?
Two songs, Took Us All Night Long to Say Goodbye, and also Dreams of a Dreamer, that I won't think of my longtime friend Yul Ray Tigg. And I got the phone call yesterday that I had been expecting, because I knew how ill he had been. But Yul Ray passed away, and just what a great loss to us. 32 years ago, whenever we started the Hits Radio program, nearly 33 now, since we started the Hits Radio show. Yul Ray was one of the very first callers that I ever had on the radio calling to request songs back in the day. And during those 32 years, until he got ill, I couldn't count on a lot of things in this life, but I could always count on Yul Ray calling in and requesting songs. And for the last several years, it was those two of his all-time favorite songs right there. But Yul Ray and, of course, his wife, Ole, are integral parts of our organization. And what we did in the very beginning, especially, there wasn't an event that we had that they weren't there. And Yul Ray was, of course, in charge of putting all the tables and chairs up. And he had a certain way he wanted to do it. And lots of times, he'd have more help than what he wanted, and he wanted it done his way. And even after it was done, I've seen him many times go back there and change things up the way he wanted them done. And I was certainly saddened for his loss. He was just somebody that you kind of always thought would always be there. And even though I knew, like I said, that he had been very ill, it's still hard to believe that he's not with us. But I know, I believe completely that when we leave this old world, we go to a much, much better place. And I know that he's happy today and doing much better than what you or I are. And we send our love and thoughts and prayers out to his family, and especially to Ole and the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids. He lived a wonderful life, a life well lived. And I'm going to miss my buddy Yul Ray Tigg, without a doubt.
Chicken in the middle of the room, let's have a party. me in my cabin here so cold.
George Morgan again.
Yeah.
Of the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he do another old song, That Little Dutch Girl of Mine, or My Little Dutch Girl, something like that?
Well, let me see, Harvey, if I've got that. I remember a song like that. Let me see if I've got that by him.
Yeah, well, That Little Dutch Girl, I think that's... Well, anyway, see what you can do. We're all listening anyway, so...
I'll sure do it. Be happy to.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Harvey. My friend Harvey, you kind of got me tonight. I could not find My Little Dutch Girl. I did find where he recorded it back in the 1950s, but I do not have that here. I'll have to look at my George Morgan stuff at the at my house and at the office and see if I've got that. So I apologize to you, but I dug up this old George Morgan song that I bet you $5 that you remember, Harvey.
If I said a rose to you for every time you made me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. If I sent a rose of white for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room full of roses. And if you took the petals and you tore them all apart, you'd be tearing at the roses the way you tore my heart. If someday you're feeling blue, you could send some roses too. I don't want a room full of roses, I just want my arms full of you. The way you tore my heart. Yeah. if someday you're feeling blue, you could send some roses too. I don't want a room full of roses, I just want my arms full of you.
Hey friends, this is Tony Booth. And you're listening to the man, Tracy Pitcock's playing the best in traditional country music right here on FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
If you see me walking round in circles, if you see me staring at the sky, if you think I still miss you since you left me, congratulations, you're absolutely right. If you think life's been empty since you left me, if you think that I cry for you each night, take you back in a minute, congratulations, you're absolutely right. If you think that I tried to call your number, if you think I drive by your house at night, if you think I still love you like I used to, congratulations, you're absolutely right. If you think life's been empty since you left me, if you think you're absolutely right.
Yes. Who sang Big Blue Diamonds in the 70s? Was it Farron Young?
It was Jackie Ward. He had the big hit on it, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
city. The welcome wagon's already appeared. But again, I'll be packing and leaving. For it's plain now that she wants to live.
My heart that old hearty's kicking around. There's Amber Digby and Jeannie C. Riley for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits radio program. Good to hear from Frankie Miller. Frankie called in tonight. He's doing well. Said he just talked to Willie Nelson. He and Willie have kind of rekindled their friendship. They've, of course, been friends for so many years. Of course, it's Frank told me, he said, Willie and I are about the only two left out of that generation, that era of musicians. Frank has a great story that he and years ago, before he and Willie, either one, had any money, they were working some shows up north, and they got a speeding ticket on the way up there. I don't remember who was driving. I don't know if Frankie was driving or Willie was driving, but they got a speeding ticket, and they didn't have the money to pay for it. And so they left Frank's guitar with the judge there in whatever little town they got stopped in, left the guitar there for collateral, and they went up and worked a couple of shows, and then they came back through and paid the ticket and got his guitar back. But you talk about a hillbilly story. Now, brother, that's a hillbilly story. Here's one from Frankie Miller, along with Mona McCall, for Paul and Betty in Buchanan Dam, Texas, tonight. Here's one called Put Me in Your Pocket.
Two lovers sat one evening beneath the pale moonlight. Tomorrow he must go to war. This battle they must fight. She gave to him her picture with these words written on.
lot. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got. And when she takes you, she's taken everything that I've got too. She's had a million old flames, so to her you're nothing new. She's cold as ice, but you still think she's hot.
Like it should be, with Tracy Pitcox, right here on KNEL. Brady, the
heartbeat of Texas. Well, if you've been a married a woman and things didn't seem to work out, divorce is the key to being loose and free, so you're gonna be talked about. They think you'll love again. You can't have a male friend when you're a has-been or a woman, you're rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of gold. Even men turn and silver try to make. But I think it's wrong to judge every picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake.
Hey Tracy.
Yes.
Evan.
Yes.
I'd like to dedicate a song for my great grandma Olie Tig.
Sure.
Our Love Is Forever by George Jones.
I can do it for you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
When I found you right, then I knew our love would always last, and it would be so easy for me to forget the past. I've been let down, been kicked around, but you changed out. Your love for me and the happiness you bring, and our love is forever. It will leave me never.
into my night and make me feel so glad. You hold my hand, you understand. What more could I ever need? It feels so right loving you tonight. I know heaven sent you to me.
Real pretty song from the great George Jones, and Our Love Is Forever. Crystal also asked me to play a song out to her grandma from all of them, and we'll be certainly happy to do that as well. Here's one from the great Curtis Potter, Daryl McCall, and Tony Booth. There's one called Forever Yours.
Forever yours, I'll always be. My eyes, love is all you will see. If I can't have you, one thing's for sure, you'll always have me. I'm forever yours, no matter what you do. Always be here for you, no matter where you go. One thing that you should know, here in my heart, there's an open door until you decide. I'm forever yours.
Thank you for all the requests and dedications tonight. We appreciate that. You know, I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show. Here's Carl and Pearl Butler for you.
Oh, somewhere the music's playing soft and low, and a stranger holds the one that I love so. I was blind, I couldn't see that she meant the world to me. But like a fool, I stood and watched her go. Now I'm crying my heart out over you. Those blue eyes, now they smile at someone new. Ever since you went away, I die a little more each day. For I'm crying my heart out over you. whisper in the gloom. I missed your picture on the wall and your footsteps in the hall, for I'm crying my heart out over you.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.